So some have wondered, with the closing of the offshore voluntary disclosure program, whether offshore and international issues remain a priority for the Internal Revenue Service. Well, they do. For example, we have an active John Doe summons program within the IRS. We're selectively pursuing facilitators and other parties to international tax evasion. This is something that's ongoing and will continue to be ongoing. Although the Swiss Bank program, that formal program administered by the Department of Justice, is really in its legacy phase, the IRS is benefiting from the vast amounts of data collected from the Swiss Bank program for both criminal investigations and initiating fruitful civil examinations. That's part of our internal data mining. We have various data sets that we're matching up to produce even better selected examination cases. But perhaps one of the most effective sources of information right now that may be most concerning to private practitioners are whistleblowers. Our whistleblower program is highly effective. We've had some record payouts that have been reported in the tax press, and we are continuing to harvest excellent leads through the IRS whistleblower program. Additionally, with the implementation of FATCA, we're getting automatic exchange of information from our FATCA partners that's also allowing us to refine our case selection criteria to yield better civil examination cases. Now, let's briefly talk about LB&I campaigns. Focusing in the individual international context, here's a partial list of some of the LB&I campaigns that may impact your clients. Everything from loose filing of forms 3520, 3520A, to 5471 filing campaigns. How about offshore service providers, offshore private banking, Swiss bank program, virtual currency? We have more and more campaigns that we're leveraging data from data mining to really focus in on tax noncompliance and educate taxpayers through these campaigns. Because the different campaigns have different treatment streams. Some may be educational, others may lead to direct examinations. I want to just briefly talk about recurring enforcement issues that we're encountering, especially in the individual international realm. Forms 5471 for controlled foreign corporations are a recurring issue. And as practitioners, no doubt you can help your clients on the front end avoid these reporting issues. So I want to cite a statistic from a recent GAO report. GAO issued a report on April the 1st of this year, analyzing FATCA compliance and FBAR compliance, and it had some very interesting statistics. In 2015, approximately 927,000 FBARs were filed. Of those, 207,000 reported a foreign address. In 2016, the total number of FBARs went up by about 20,000, but the number of FBARs filed referencing a foreign address actually decreased to roughly 204,000. I highlight that statistic because there's a huge compliance gap in the realm of FBAR reporting. According to some statistics, there could be as many as 9 million American citizens residing abroad. If we only had 204,000 FBARs filed referencing foreign addresses in 2016, that represents a tremendous potential compliance gap. And I highlight that statistic because that's just one indicator of the overall compliance gap when we look at very common international information reporting. We have a few slides that are just more informational. If you have any clients that are withholding agents, dealing with 1042 withholding, we have a provision for non-willful mistakes to be easily remedied. We have a February 27th memo that was now incorporated into the IRM. Kind of a narrow provision, but if you have a client that's a withholding agent, that might be very beneficial. One more plug for something that's rather narrow in scope. We recently released the relief procedures for certain former citizens. This is an extraordinary exercise of the commissioner's discretion. As far as I know, it's roughly the first time the IRS has agreed to prospectively forgive tax liabilities for a certain population of taxpayers. Very narrow application, but very interesting. If you're interested in this, websites referenced an educational webinar that really explains the nuts and bolts behind this, also talking about expatriation from the Department of State perspective, has been posted on IRS videos.